Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. We are live on Journey into the Light on a Friday night, and we have an awesome show for you, one of the very best mediums out there. And I've been doing this show for almost 10 years now, over 4,000 shows. I have interviewed and watched the work of, I would say, you know, the tops of the tops and in between and all this. But Media Michelle Fletcher, without a doubt, should be in the book where you look and you see the top 10 mediums in the world. That is tonight's guest. I have seen Michelle do readings where, give you one quick example. My very first year when she had a lady call in and she was wanting to connect with her sister who had passed. And Michelle said, "Are you wearing your sister's panties?" And when I heard that, I was like, "Oh my goodness." Even if true, you know, this is not going to end well. But to my surprise, that connection was dead on. The caller said, yes, she did wear her sister's panties, thought that it would draw a better connection to her sister. And I was a believer from there on out. And I've had readings. My kids have had readings with Media Michelle, and I know a lot of you guys have as well. Anyway, we're going to start off the show here, and we invite all of you to call in 347-884-8245 and press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Press the 1 to come aboard. And as we do, and I'll talk about this when we come back, we dedicate our last show to our homeless mission, Love in Action. It's only a $25 donation. You get a 10-minute reading with Media Michelle tonight, and it goes for an awesome cause. So, and I want to add, you know, keep in mind, you mean a private session with Media Michelle is upward over $200. So you're getting a great chance to really connect with your loved ones and start doing that now, if you would. The link is on the show page and also on the Facebook chat so that we can start bringing up callers here really soon. And we're going to start off with a great song that my son always picks out, Nick, who I love to death, always picks out a song for Media Michelle, and they're always phenomenal. And here is tonight's song called Held by Natalie Grant. tell you, Nick always outdoes himself with these songs. I was telling the chat on Facebook, you know, that since I'm live on video, sometimes these songs make me tear up, and now the camera's on me, I'll have to be a little more watchful. But what a beautiful song to start the show, and really for a beautiful guest. Media Michelle is, she is as kind and sweet, beautiful, you know, inside and out, and her connection to spirit is, like I said, and I'm not marketing here. I hope people understand. I'll be nice about all my guests, okay? I won't ever be rude. But I can't say something that I don't believe. Does that make sense? Okay. So, again, you're in for a treat tonight, and I think it's going to be a great Friday night. And, yeah, I know it's okay to cry, Nikki. I have done my share of crying. Ask my kids. They're always like, oh, Dad. But anyway, so okay, thank you so much, Maui, and we'll bring you up tonight as well. So okay, so that we can get on with the show here, and yes, please share the video and the show as many places as you can, your pages, groups. Just share away, okay? That is what is, and just a quick comment about the homeless mission. Most of you know about it, so and you know how we've transformed lives. We've brought girls from being homeless since the age of 14 to actually having a place now, having a quote home. To me, that was magical. But, and we helped so many others. But I will say out there to the folks out there, you know, this is tough. This, running this mission is tough. And it's tough because not only is it hard to get people to donate, it's hard to get people interested and interested for long term, where, you know, they're part of the show. They may be a guest. They may be a helper on Facebook. And I know I'm the leader of it. I have to be, like I said before, without my voice, I'm the voice for the homeless. But so if anybody would like to kind of join and help me on either the show part of it, or you want to be a partner or in this or however, or if you want to be a guest, and do readings, be live on Facebook, things like that, please contact me. And so the link is on the show page to go and donate $25 for a 10-minute reading. Many people are telling me, Michael, it should be, you know, $39, $49. It's worth at least that. I'm not there with that yet. And for folks who just, last thing I'll say, for folks who just can't donate, and I know there's folks out there, my gosh, not long ago, my family lost everything, lost their house, their car, had to move. So I know about that. So please stay called in on all of my shows, and we will work in folks who, as time permits, that can't donate. I have always done that, and for all shows going forward, okay? So feel free to do that. We also will have a show tomorrow night, Saturday night. We'll have a special Saturday night roundtable where you can speak to two psychic mediums. That's right, two psychic mediums. Chuck Bergman, Monday night, and then Medium Michelle is back to her normal Tuesday night spot. And Greg Keane on Thursday. All right. So thanks for being here, everybody. And let's get on with the show here. And let's bring in here our guest and my friend, Media Michelle Fletcher. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hey there, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Got a little trouble on my back today, but I'm surviving.
I
don't know what I
did.
Yeah. That doesn't normally happen to me, but I've pretty much been bedridden today. So anyways, I'm really enjoying watching you on live Facebook. That's
oh,
so cool.
Man. No, I'm a radio guy. You see, I didn't ask to be on a camera, but I know how it helps bring people in, but yeah,
good
thank
to see you.
You.
Don't give me the hand. Talk to them.
Yeah. But it brings in more people, which is awesome, and gets more people involved. So that's all good. So did you have a good July 4th?
Oh, I had the best. Yeah, it was spectacular. We had a big shindig, I guess is what you could call it. So we had a cookout. We had everybody brought a side dish and we barbecued. It was so much fun. And we had our own personal live firework display. So that was, you know, we don't have to fight crowds. We were just with our group and we did our own fireworks. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. When you can have your own fireworks, I love fireworks. When you can be out in the country and light them, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm.
There is a little bit of a delay, but I think it's fine. I think we can continue on, but there is a delay. And so I'm hearing you, and then there's like a 2 or 3 second delay.
Okay. You're not speaking about the Facebook feed, because there's a delay on that, but you have to mute the audio on that.
Okay.
Just kind of click the audio button. Because there is a delay with the video to the live
okay.
audio. But
okay.
Hopefully that will solve that.
Yep, they could.
Okay, great. I had to figure that out myself, too. It gets you kind of in a time warp. But anyway, I know before we go to calls, Michelle, you always have announcements or messages you already are getting and things you want to say.
Yeah, so when I take your call, just be as open as possible. Sometimes things that I say won't make sense in the moment. I'd ask for you to write it down if whatever I say doesn't make sense. So many times I get emails and text messages. Oh my gosh, Michelle, what you said, it didn't make sense in the moment, but I know what it means now. That happens all the time. Pay attention to names and dates and just be open to anybody who's here in the spirit world for you. That's really it. That's really it.
Yeah, and I want to add to the listeners out there, my listeners who are always very, very nice, very full of love. But I want you guys to be open, as Michelle is saying, to spirit and what spirit brings in. That is the message they're delivering. And I know sometimes we can call in and we could want and expect certain things of certain people, but that's, you know, if that happened, as I know some quote mediums can bring in Elvis just on the drop, but that's not real. It doesn't work that way. So what you're getting is it might sound good, but it's not real. So please be open to it and be respectful. And last thing I'll say is, this show is always archived, so go back in the archive and listen to it over and over. And I bet you later on, things that don't make sense now can later and do. So
yeah, happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time. All right. Well, let's get to our first call. Are you ready, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. And again, folks, these readings are 10 minutes. So what I'll do is kind of either interrupt a little bit, or I'll put what we did last night, put the kind of a little ding. And it sounds like this, Michelle and listeners, like that. So that means wrap up. So this way I don't have to. So anyway, I've had that all 10 years, and I just dug it out the other night. And anyway, so works pretty good. Okay, great. And I'll be coming to you guys in the screening room, so be by your phones to help you out. And let's go to our first call, Pennsylvania. And Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm very well, thank you. I would love to hear anyone that has a message for me.
Okay, let me just take a second. You know, right before we took the call, even before we took it, I heard the name Megan.
That's my sister-in-law. She passed away.
Okay. Well, obviously she's here. She's present.
She passed away very young.
Okay. Okay.
Not very young. She was 20.
Okay. I see her pretty clearly, and there's something with flowers with her. I mean, there's flowers all around her. She's wearing a flowery dress. I don't know if she loved flowers. She's just all flowery. But she's very delightful.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say her gravesite's always decorated with the most prettiest flowers from my mother-in-law.
Aww. Well, you make sure that you let them know that she loves her flowers. That's the first thing she showed me, and she gave me her name. So she's a delightful, beautiful soul. I mean, I think beautiful, really gorgeous on the outside, but even more beautiful on the inside. So she is talking to me about a manicure, getting your nails done. Someone in her family just got their nails done, and I think they would really love to hear that she was with them, you know, when they're getting their nails done. I don't think that applies to you. I think you're the messenger. Yeah.
Okay.
But someone did, and she just wants them to know that she was with them.
Okay.
I think mom, is her mother still living?
Yes.
Yeah, I would let her mom know. You're the messenger. I know you wanted a reading for yourself, but
that's
you gotta,
okay.
Okay. And she says, Mom, don't forget to wear your slip.
Don't forget to wear what?
Wear your slip. Your
slip?
Yeah, your undergarment that shield. Is that what that's called? I mean, they're so outdated. Yeah, so that's what she just said. And I believe Mom will know what that means.
Probably.
Okay, so was there anyone else you wanted to connect with? I mean, she's the one present. Oh, she brings in a dog.
Hi, Megan.
She brings in a dog. It's a very large breed dog. And this is a dog that passed away in the family.
Okay.
Almost looks like a German Shepherd. It's like that size. I'm not saying it's a German Shepherd, but that's the image I'm getting.
Okay. I would like to hear anything about my dad. It's almost 6 months.
Okay, I see him. I think it's him. I'll give you the description. He seems to be a handsome and tall male, professional looking, just dressed nicely, like has some style.
Mm-hmm.
Is that him?
I wouldn't. He was never a fancy dresser, but handsome, yes.
Handsome, and he has some style. So,
okay.
Do you know if he had somewhat of a pot belly? I just want to make sure it's him. Because if it's not,
it might be my husband's grandfather.
Okay.
I'm actually in Maryland right now, and he had a pot belly.
Okay.
We're at his camp.
That's him then, because he's making me aware of a pot belly, and would that make more sense with how he was dressed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now we know who it is. So he points to his watch and he says it's time to get going. Do you have any idea what he means by that?
Maybe fishing. It's fishing time because we're at camp right now, so maybe fishing.
Yeah. I mean, only you would know what that means, but that is what he just said. He's saying say hello to everyone. He mentions somebody by the name, it starts with an N, like Nancy, but it's not Nancy. It just starts with N.
Okay.
Did he have a granddaughter?
Does he have a granddaughter?
Yes.
Megan.
Oh, that's with him on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. So the reason
So the reason he would
mention Megan is he wants everyone to know that they're together.
Okay.
And he's also talking about a celebration of some sort coming up. It's either an anniversary or a celebration.
Tomorrow's my 22nd wedding anniversary.
That's it. So he's congratulating you. He's got a lot of charisma and charm about him, and he's saying, I wouldn't miss a beat. I don't miss anything. Even though I'm on the other side, I know everything that's going on.
Okay.
He mentions June, and it's even more specific, 11th.
June 11th. Okay.
So find out what that date is. If you don't know him.
I'm thinking his birthday's in June, but I'm not sure what date.
Okay.
I'll definitely have to look it up.
He's very bold. Very bold man. Really kind of dominate, like he's just strong and bold is the best that I know how to explain. So, he mentions K name, like Kelly.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay.
There's no K names that I know of, that I can think of right now.
Okay, we'll find out. And then, and he says something about a small parade.
Actually, today's my son's 23rd birthday. And when he was born, he was very lucky. He was born 7/7 at 7:11 p.m. And when he was born,
wow,
I got wheeled out, and there was a small parade in the waiting room, you know. And I said, guess what? I said, he was born at 7:11, and everyone cheered. And I just said that there was a small parade when he was born.
You just told that story, and here I am saying parade.
I did. I just said a small parade. I mean, it was 7/7/7/11 because I was in labor all day. And my mom said, hi, Mom. She's listening. I said, Mom, she said, he's probably waiting for 7/11. And when I got wheeled out, I mean, after everything was all done, I said, guess what? It was 7/11, and everybody cheered. And my son's 23 today. My anniversary is tomorrow, but my son's birthday is today.
Right. And you were just telling the story about the small parade, and then
he
just mentioned that to me. So that tells me he's listening in on all the conversations.
Oh, that's good. Well, you have a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye,
Michael.
Okay, we are back here. I was in the screening room here. So I guess Bonnie is gone. So ready for the next caller, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
I think that Bonnie got a really good reading.
Yeah, I've heard the top part of it, and it was really good. I mean, right off the bat, pulling in and that was great because her mom, Carol, who's still listening, she listens to my shows every night, and she's such a sweetheart. They both are, and anyway,
yeah.
So that's great. Okay, let's go to our next caller then and go to California, and let's bring in Maui to the show. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm fantastic, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight. How can I help you? And your first name is Maui, island?
Maui, yeah, like the island is
Maui.
My nickname.
Oh,
it's been
okay.
My nickname
cute.
Since I was 18.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? I wasn't sure about the forum as far as tonight, but are you doing spiritual connections? Are you doing readings? What type of, is it strictly spiritual?
If you have, you just state your question and we'll see what's there for you. So it could be, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it could be that I bring in some loved ones, or I just tune into your higher self and pull out information that way.
Well, you can do it that way, but I was wondering, do I give you a name, or you're able to just pull out, you know, whatever information you need to give to me?
Just state your question. Are you just wanting to talk to a loved one?
I would like to talk to a loved one, but more than anything, I wanted to know, for example, if that loved one, because he was supposed to be helping me with everything that I'm doing, what he sees me doing.
Is this a young
because
man
was...
that passed away before his time?
Yes.
Okay, because I see he's almost kid-like the way he comes in. Handsome guy.
Right,
he has a jacket. Uh-huh.
He has what? I'm sorry?
What were you going to say?
No, I didn't hear you. You said you have some guy that has a, and then I didn't hear you.
Okay, so I'm hearing the name Jim, or it could be a J name that he is referencing. I have the guy here that you're wanting to connect with. He looks very young. He passed away before his time. He has a windbreaker on with jeans and tennis shoes. Does that fit his description?
The person that I am talking about, I was hoping was going to be someone else, but who you're talking about, I think maybe my, my cousin's son.
Okay.
If he's very young. 16. Who passed at 16?
I mean, he just looks really young. I mean, I could be off on age.
Does he have a nationality or, just wondering who passed so young.
No, I'm definitely feeling it's the person who you thought it was, because that fits his description. The tennis shoes, the jeans, the windbreaker.
Yeah, he's a young man. Yes, that would be my cousin's son.
So I have some names for you that he's mentioning, Dennis and Jim. So if you don't know those names, just write them down.
Dennis and Jim.
And he's just, did he have a brother?
Yes, he's
talking about.
He had a lot
brother.
Of brothers.
Okay.
Which brother is he talking about?
Let me just work for you.
Okay.
I don't know which brother. He just mentioned brother.
Oh, okay.
And he's so again, just like the previous caller, you're not getting the person that you were hoping for. This is the person
right.
That's showing up. And
yes.
He's talking talking about these glorious sunsets that I believe his mother really thinks about him when she's seen a sunset, anytime and every time she sees a sunset. These are things you wouldn't know or be able to validate. You would, you know, you just have to relay the message.
Yes, absolutely. I know who his mother is, yes.
Okay. Now, he's stepping back and then a different man is coming through, and this man is way much older.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get a good look at him here. He's telling me that you've been extremely busy, a lot of busy work.
Yes.
It's almost feels chaotic. It just, there's so much. And he's
yes.
telling me that you're doing it all for him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
He's
telling me about organizing a home, placing flowers out in this home, and making it look nice. Do you, like, getting ready for something? Do you understand?
Doing that, you mean in the future, or someone's doing that now, getting it ready now?
Thought it was you doing it now or coming up.
Placing flowers out by the house. It could be me. I mean, I've actually been kind of redecorating a little bit.
That's it.
And,
Yeah.
He must like my flowers because he's here with me all the time. Like, he never leaves. He's everywhere I go. He is literally with me.
Yeah, the first thing he said was he likes your likes the flowers.
Bless his heart. He's the sweetest. He's just the sweetest.
Did he have a dog?
Yes.
And who's responsible for placing this dog in a home?
Who's responsible for doing what?
He's just mentioning his dog. You know, that he's concerned about his dog or loves his dog.
Yes, he loves his dog very much. Can I say who has his dog?
Yeah.
Nancy. Nancy has Greta.
Okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I get this right.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to keep this dog indefinitely. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, she took his dog because, yes.
Okay. Can you thank her for him?
Yes.
Okay. And Greta is very aware of his presence there. Now, I keep hearing that name Jim again over and over and over. So I believe he had a friend named Jim, or he's trying to get in touch with Jim. So just check that out.
So who's trying to get in touch with Jim? The person that right now is trying to get a hold of Jim or Dennis? Okay.
Yeah. I did mention Dennis, correct?
Yes.
And do you know who that is?
Now, are these people that came through, are these the gentleman that's with you right now, are they friends of his, or are these from my cousin's son, Dennis
this
and Jim?
This is not the cousin's son anymore.
Oh, okay. Dennis and Jim, I don't know a Dennis and Jim in his circle, but he knew a lot of people. And if I poked around, I could probably find out about Dennis and Jim.
Okay. Okay.
Can I ask you? Yes, go ahead.
Sure. You go ahead.
I was going to ask you, does he, like where he is, does he believe himself to be still my twin flame? Does he still believe he is?
So that requires a little bit of an explanation. Sometimes we have people that come into our lives who are a preparation for a twin flame.
Yes.
And that's what I feel he was. I feel like your true
yes.
twin flame is coming. Yeah. So generally
right.
the false one comes in, prepares you for the real deal.
Yes. Yes.
And so it can be very confusing to label and to think that someone's your twin flame and then find out they're not. It's really, they just prepared you and then, you know, prepared you for the real deal, which is, you know,
right.
Definitely on the way. And so that way
yeah.
you're going to be way more equipped to be able to handle such an intense relationship.
Yes, absolutely.
So, to answer the question, he's not, but he definitely had a huge role in your twin flame.
Wow. Wow. This man, he was just so important. Can I ask who he was with when he passed? Who was with him when he passed?
I don't think he's not giving me that information. Sometimes I'm blocked from information. I mean, the only thing he's showing me is that he was surrounded by loved ones that had already passed.
Yeah, they were there to greet him when he went
yes.
over, sure.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And that's really, he's not showing me anyone in the physical that was with him.
Right.
Particularly his mother must have already been passed, or grandmother. I'm just seeing a female that was in the front of the line when he passed over.
It was probably his mother, and yes, his grandmother had also passed before as well.
Okay, yeah, it was both of them that were the first in line. He's saying, "Don't worry about me. I'm great. I know."
Oh yeah.
He's acknowledging your tears. There's a lot of technology
yeah.
between the two of you. Does that make sense? A lot of emails, a lot of just technology.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot.
I also see you going back and rereading things. And so he's saying he's right there with you.
Yes. I used to write poetry, and it was really quite interesting. But did the past, the 4th of July, did he see where everyone was for the 4th of July?
Yeah, he sees everything. When you're in the spirit world, you can be in many places simultaneously.
And what did he think of the 4th of July celebration?
I'm not sure. It doesn't work quite that way.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure.
We got to get to the next caller.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I mean, it's just so comforting to know that, you know, he's always, I feel like he's always here.
Yeah.
It's great to get confirmation.
One
thank
last
you so
thing
much.
About the, one last thing about the 4th of July is that your thoughts
yeah.
were on him when you saw the fireworks, and so he's acknowledging that.
Yes.
Do you, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Maui.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
thanks, Maui. Bye-bye. All right, well, I love listening to your readings. That one I was able to listen to the most of it since I was not in the screening room, Michelle. It is so great, the evidential information, which, you know, people love. People, I mean, that's the real connection, and really know each other, really have them there. So
yeah, I just live, and anyone who knows me closely knows that I live for the evidence, and anytime I get validations or evidence, it just makes my day, makes me so happy.
Right,
so.
Right. I agree. If it's general, it's just, and I know that, you know, it's like the general public, you know, has really become more educated as we've gone along since you've been part, you know, with me in the past 9 years. It's It used to be general was good, but now, you know, people have learned and they're like, you know, we want to know. It's, you know, that's why I think a lot of people gravitate to you and Chuck Bergman, because the evidential information is so great. So it's always there.
Sometimes general is just as important as the evidence, because the general could be something like I love you, or, you know, anything that is general, and sometimes they really need to hear that too. So it's all important.
Yes. I agree. Michelle, before we go to the next call, do folks, if they want to do a private session with you, just reach you on Facebook or?
Yeah, that's the easiest, because I check my Facebook all the time. And if you're interested in having a private session, you just message me and let me know that you heard me on Journey Into the Light. Because if you do book a session, I do donate a good portion to the homeless mission.
All right. We thank Michelle for doing that and supporting the mission and being here. And the link is on the show page for Michelle's Facebook. Link is right there. And looks like we have time that will take us to the top of the hour for the two calls that are left. We're going to go to Patricia, and then Sheila, you'll be next, and that will round out the show here and take us to the top of the hour. So let's go to New Mexico. And Patricia, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm fine. Thank you.
Patricia, before we start, are you on a speaker? There's a big echo.
No.
Or do you have the radio on in the background, or do you have the live feed on Facebook or something?
I'm in a whole different area.
Okay.
Is it better now, or?
No, there's still the echo there, but...
That's a huge echo.
Right.
Wow.
And you're not on speaker, there's no...
No, I'm on
audio
cordless
in the background.
Phone.
Uh-huh. Well, that might be it.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Let's do the best we can, man.
I'll see if I can switch phones while you're speaking.
Okay.
See if I can get another phone.
All right, folks. So she's doing that. We'll be on tomorrow night with the Psychic Roundtable. So hope to see you all here at 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time.
If I can get this going. Can you hear me? Is that better? Or do you still hear the echo?
No, I don't hear the echo.
Okay, I'm on a wired phone now, so.
Okay. I'm echoing. But I think we can just deal with it. I think it'll be okay. So, anyways, Patricia, how can I help you tonight? Do you have a question?
Well, my father just passed away yesterday, and I'm taking care of all of his stuff, all the paperwork and everything. I'm doing the best I can. And I'm doing a lot of work, and I have a sister who is just very negative, and I feel the negative energy, and I'm just hoping that throughout this process of me handling all of his paperwork and doing all the work that I'm doing for him as he asked me to, I volunteered, and I'm spending a lot of time. And this is for him, and I'm just hoping that things are going to go smoothly until it's all over with, and I can move on with my life, and she can move on with hers. I don't want her in my life anymore. She's very negative.
I thought
and,
that. Yeah, not that.
And I want to see if things are going to go smooth, if she's going to start calling me and questioning me about money and all this and that, and you know what I mean, all the things that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, the sibling rivalry, your dad, I believe he's here with me, and I'll have a description for you in a minute. But what I'm being shown is started at a really young age, and I'm going back to between 8 and 10 years old. And there's just a lot of envy and negativity, you know, everything that you just said. But Patricia, with that, I'm having a really hard time. My echo is actually interfering. So, Michael, we need to do something.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Me, close up that line. So that's Patricia's line. And Patricia, why don't you please call back in? Let's see if you call back in if it's gone, and we'll go to the next caller. I'll talk to you, Patricia, in the screening room, and see if it's gone. So, okay, let's do that. Okay, so let's go to. Sheila in Virginia. Sheila, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Michelle. Thank you all for having me.
Hi, Sheila. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing well. How can I help you? Do you have a question?
Well, I was wondering if you could connect me to my boyfriend, Sam, on the other side, or I would also, maybe my higher self, guides or angels also, maybe.
Okay. I think I have him here. He shares the same accent as you do. Is that right?
I'm sorry.
He shares the same accent as you do.
Oh, he does not.
Wow, we just have a horrible connection.
He wasn't from Virginia. They said he didn't kind of pick it up a little bit.
Well, he definitely picked it up because the first thing he says, well, hello there, darling. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think our connection is a little bit better here.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did he like to fish? Did he enjoy fishing?
I mean, a little bit.
Okay. I see between the two of you, were there a lot of grandkids? I just see lots of kids.
Yeah, for me, on my side there, yeah, and his side,
okay.
He has, yes.
Okay, because that's one of the first things that he makes me aware of are all these kids that he's looking out for, and then he loves them all. You
mm-hmm.
understand?
Yes.
And I just heard him say, I like what you've done with the yard, or I like what I heard. I like what you've done with, and I'm not 100% sure. You've changed something around that he likes. Okay. I like what you've done with your hair. I heard yard. Any idea if you have some thoughts about changing the yard or the landscaping or anything like that, because that's really what I heard. But, you know, I could be wrong. He's making me aware that there are changes. And he just said,
not in the yard, no.
Okay. And then there's an S name coming through. It sounded like Sally to me.
His name
you know
is
who
it?
That start with S?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
And he's talking about family. He must have had some siblings because does he have a brother that he would want to say hi to?
Yes.
Okay, so he just did. He's making me aware of the month of February, which is either a birthday or some celebration. And then some surprise mail came to you or is coming to you. Something that, you know, really makes you happy, and it's a direct gift from him.
Yes.
So did anything come in the mail that brought you joy? Because he's talking, that's what he's talking about right now.
In the mail?
Yep, in the mail.
Not that I can think of.
Okay, I think it's a surprise check or some surprise money. That's he's saying when it gets there, thank him because he arranged it.
Okay.
Okay. Now he's with another man, and that's why I was talking about fishing, because the other man that he's with was a huge avid fisherman. And I can see the pole, I can see the long boots. This man is much taller than the other one. So, anyways.
I wouldn't know who that would be.
Okay. Well, he's just trying to make you aware that he's with a bunch of people on the other side, that he's not alone. You must mm-hmm. need to know that. And, so he sends you his love. There's an M name coming through, like Monique or Monica M.
An M. Like Marcy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Marcy.
Who would that be?
My niece.
Okay. So he's acknowledging your niece. Did you have anything else, or? That's really all that's coming through.
Okay.
See a lot of water, see a lot of ponds. How does that make sense?
No.
And then a big rig, this big truck he's making me aware of. Think of other loved ones too that are on the other side that this would relate to.
I don't know.
So was he good with his hands, good with electricity or plumbing and just like a handyman?
Yeah. He could
okay.
do anything, yeah.
Do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. But he was more of a businessman, though. Not, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but he knew how to tinker, is what he's saying. Also, some kind of, I think he wanted to do other things, but he just didn't have the time, like building furniture. If that doesn't make sense with him, there I feel like there's a few here. There's a couple of loved ones that are talking about building furniture, crafts. Like. So I need a little more from you. Just like how it makes sense, if it doesn't make sense.
What?
The building of furniture.
No, that doesn't make sense to me, no.
Okay. Well, I think that's all I have. That's all I have.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Sheila.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Much love to you. And just a reminder to Sheila and everybody, the show is archived, so listen to it later. A lot of these things that you may, you know, at the time think not, you know, don't make sense, you can't figure it, they will later on. So the show is always available in the archives. And before we reconnect and try Patricia's line, which I think is good, again, if you would want a private session with Media Michelle, you can do that. And the way of doing that is just click on her Facebook link, which is right here on the radio show page. And if you go ahead and book a reading with Michelle, she does donate a portion of that and a sizable portion of that. We do thank her to the homeless mission. So the link is there. And let's try Patricia's line and see if we echo is gone. Patricia, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Patricia.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Patricia, we were talking about your dad, right?
Yes, and he just passed, and I'm having to, I'm worried about doing all this work and finishing it while I have a sister that I just feel her negative energy, and I'm just hoping
yeah.
that it's going to go well. And
so
and
I started
to the end.
Started off by explaining that that started at a younger age, and I think sometimes you were close and other times you weren't. So that was coming from your dad because, you know, more than anything, he would love to see you two patch, you know, be able to work things out. But it's very difficult when one person is hell-bent and negative and very, very difficult, making life very difficult. So are you paying his bills as well? Because that just came to me.
Where I'm in the process, I'm doing everything. I'm doing all the financial stuff. I have to deal with the
okay.
money. Everything.
Okay. Okay. So there's this big fear that your sister isn't going to get something. So she's sort of, you know, afraid that she's not going to get something. Something will be taken from her or she'll be deprived of something. Does that make sense to you?
She's not going to be. Everybody's going to get the same. And I'm after the bills are paid, I'm going to divvy it up.
Yep.
And it's not going to be much,
yep.
but
and
I'm going to be
we
fair.
We all know that. But this is a fear that she has that has not been expressed verbally. It's just internal. It's within. And that's part of what's causing some of this negativity. So maybe reassure her that everyone's going to get a fair amount, or you know everything's going to be equal. Mm-hmm. I think that if you take some time to, you know, just keep reassuring her, then I think that will take away some of that fear and negativity on her end.
Okay.
Now, I mean, as far as what I can see, you're doing an amazing job. And I think paying the bills has been, I think that's when he's with you the most, when you're going in and paying the bills. And I feel like he's assisting you in everything that you're doing.
Okay.
Now, I see some kind of a home gathering with food. Is that being arranged?
Well, they'll probably arrange it. I'm not going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't I can't handle the energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like because he showed me this scene of a family gathering and everyone brings food, I feel like he's kind of pushing you to try your best to be there. I think it'll do more good for you than bad. I think it'll actually uplift you and to be able to talk to other people who are also mourning, who also loved him, is very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving me two thumbs up on that, so I know that I'm right.
I can't do it, though. I won't do it.
Okay.
Sorry, Daddy.
He can he would give you the strength and he would help you if you do change your mind, and it totally is your choice.
Yeah, after this, I'm going to completely disconnect from the family because it's been too hurtful for me. And I just want to make sure I get through this all, and there's not going to be any harm to me.
Okay. Who has the love of horses in the family?
What's that?
Who has the love of horses?
Love of horses?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I love horses. I think my niece has a horse.
He's showing me family horseback riding. I see a big group between 8 and 10 horses. It's really a beautiful vision that I've just been given.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you should really, you know, bring forth things in your life that you love and do what you love. Yeah. And he's... I don't feel like you're going to cut ties with the family totally, but you're definitely going to take a break, and your dad says, I'm with you on that. So, now, was he sick in the hospital? I see a tube. He was not?
He was at home in hospital.
Okay. Well, I see a tube or some kind of device, in his mouth, down his throat. Do you know what that is?
My sister had that, and she was in the hospital.
Okay, that's...
of course, I wasn't there, so it could have been. Yeah, it makes sense. They were going to do that, I think.
That they were going to do that to your dad?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. That's why I'm picking up on that. So I think it was a good choice not to.
Okay. Yeah, he passed before I think they did it.
Okay. Your dad is gentle. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Gentle and loving.
Yes, very
much. His energy is very soft and it's just very warm and glowing. And I really feel that that's what you're going to miss the most with him.
Yeah, I am. I'm glad he's
Do you understand games like board games, like chess or some board games with him?
I don't remember. No, not at all.
Okay. Huh. Okay. He's saying, I'm sorry I had to go so quickly, which tells me there was a quick decline.
Yeah.
So, you know, having a reading the day after a passing is extremely difficult. So,
I didn't expect for him to come through.
He is. His energy is all around. And, I want you to know you're doing an amazing job, and there's some special things like a wallet that you're choosing and deciding who gets what, and you're making all the right choices. Does that make sense to you?
I don't plan to be involved in that, but I don't know. Who knows? It might happen. But
okay, well, whoever is in charge of divvying out his personal items is doing an excellent job. He's saying thank you. And particularly a wallet is going to go to somebody. Somebody wants his wallet.
Okay. All right.
So that's about it. That's really all I have. I hope it was helpful enough.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that everything's going to be okay because it's very taxing on me, and I just can't handle any more attacks, especially now. Just want to make sure that it's going to go well till the end.
Yeah, I feel like you're getting some negativity from more individuals more than your sister. So maybe it's not, you're not aware of it, but I see it coming from multiple people.
Yeah.
So yeah, hang in there, be strong, and just know that you're doing a good job.
And it'll end, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. As long as I just do my job and get it done, and I can let them go. When they go on to the other side, they'll realize what they did to me. I think.
Okay. Well, thank you, Patricia, for calling back in, and sorry that we had to go through so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much, Michelle. That was an excellent reading. I'm glad my father came through. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I have more info for you. Message me. I just want to do it privately.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
good night.
Much love to you, Patricia. Take care. And Michelle's Facebook link is on the show page, folks. And she's also under Media Michelle Fletcher on Facebook, of course, the same link. But that was an awesome reading, Michelle. As you said, normally this close, you know, to death, it doesn't, you know, spirit doesn't come in this early.
Yeah, it does. I've spoken to souls who have passed, you know, hours after they've passed. So time doesn't make a difference because there is no time on the other side.
Oh, okay. Because what you were saying earlier, and I know there has to be quite a transition, but I know, you know, that they're around us a lot, you know, once they pass. I know my grandma was. She didn't really pass. I'll ask you about this, Michelle, before we wrap. Some people say, and I knew this was true with my grandma, some souls don't pass until, you know, like move on until after their funeral. Do you find any truth to that?
No. There's really no specific event to where when they can move on. I mean, a lot of moms who pass away, they'll stay with their family and they'll stay with their daughters, or they'll act as a sort of an angel on the other side. I'm more inclined to believe that when their soul group is everybody's on the other side, then they go for the next adventure, whatever that may be. So, but not the, that's a myth. They, you know, they'll still stay around even after the funeral. Yeah.
Right. And I didn't mean to say, like, all I can do is talk about my grandma's, but the intensity, like how much, like my cat didn't settle down until after the funeral.
the activity does settle down, absolutely. But that doesn't mean that they're not.
Right. And I didn't mean to imply that, but
no, you're absolutely right.
Cats at the time, they kept looking on the ceiling in the corner, and they were just going nuts and meowing and going crazy. And this is when the kids were little, Nick and Holly.
I see them all the time. See glimpses of shadows or movement or something suddenly just whizzes by me. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, activity. So say like a husband passes away, he will remain glued to his wife until she's okay. And what I mean by that, there'll be lots of activity, lots of signs, lots of all of that stuff. And then when she's getting better and she's healing and she's moving on, that's when he pulls back. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, Yeah, I get that. So just
yeah.
When things are settled down, yeah. And not to yeah. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, because I know you know the kids and you know them, like, you know, how old Nick is now, but I mean, that was, they were only, gosh, 5, 6 years old or something like that. So,
yeah.
That was back in, right before I started the show. I was right about, yeah, so that would have been. 10. I know they've been older than that, probably about 12 or something like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. All right. Well, I hope you get to healing up, Michelle.
Thank you. I've got an ice pack on my back.
Poor thing. Well,
I feel like I'm 80 years old.
Oh, well, I know you'll be taken care of well, so I won't worry about that. So anyway, well, get to better, feeling better, and we'll see you on your normal Tuesday night spot. So take care. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Love to everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, Michelle. Alrighty, that's Michelle Fletcher. And again, her link is on the show page if you want to contact her, set up a private session. I'll be back tomorrow night for a special Saturday night show, Psychic Roundtable. Speak to two psychics. How about that? That's tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific time. Hope you guys can make it. Pandrea will be here and she'll be live on Facebook. And Psychic Little T will be live also on the radio show, including myself. I'll be on radio. So we'll see you then. Have a great rest of the Friday evening. Good night, everybody.